Lord is here. Amen. I just want us to believe it. The Spirit of the Lord is moving, even in these last days.
That's right.
We just need to, as it were, get hold of it.
Yeah,
right. I'm wrong with it.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to be as quick as possible. This is church, not as you know it. So we just release ourselves to the Lord and ask the Lord to lead, you know, by His Spirit. And, you know, we just flow with Him. Because at the end of the day, the only reason why we're here today is because God. We're not here to socialize. Well, it's good to see all of us and be nice and welcome everyone with brotherly and sisterly love. But ultimately, it's because of Him that we are here today. So we just go very quickly into the word of the Lord today. Joshua 1:1-10. And 2 Chronicles 7:1-3, then 12. Joshua 1:1-10. Are we there? Joshua 1:1-10. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun. Moses, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I'm giving to them, the children of Israel, every place that the sole of your feet, your foot will tread upon, I have given you. As I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you, nor forsake you. Be strong and good courage, for these people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Amen. What a wonderful promise. 2 Chronicles 1:3. When Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. Amen. And the priest could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. When all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord on the temple, they bowed their faces to the ground on the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Amen.
Amen.
The last one, verse 12. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer, and I've chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks and give you praise for your word. Your word is ever alive in our ears, Almighty Lord. Father, the entrance of your word, Father, Lord, brings life. Father, gives understanding, Father, Lord.
Father, as I bring your word, Lord, give me understanding, Father. Give those who hear your word understanding, yeah. Father. I come against every contrary spirit. Father, by an unsettling spirit, I come against you in this place. You have no room here. We are in the presence of the Almighty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, Father. We enjoy your liberty today. We give you thanks, Lord. Father, we give you praise. We bless your eternal name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 The message today is His presence embodies the bigger picture. Hallelujah. You know, when Sister Priscilla was singing, I was so blessed by that. And she was talking about the presence of God in our homes. And Pastor Brian, even as Pastor Brian was trying to preach earlier on, he was also speaking about the presence of the Lord. You know, I must say that this topic, it was not crystallized until last week when Pastor Tolu was bringing his message. And as I sat down there listening to him, and he was talking about Peter and, you know, how the Lord Jesus spoke to him and that he was going to mess up. But after messing up, when he comes back, he should encourage his brothers. You know, that was when this message became quite clear to me, as it were. And I just felt in the spirit that for this season, this is what the Lord wanted me to bring to us. That even though Peter at that time did not understand what was going on with him because he had messed up, and he went out and cried. But Jesus had knew about it from the beginning. He had already known that Peter was going to be a blessing to the body of Christ in Jerusalem, all around Jerusalem. And he said to him, when you're done with your messing up, come back to me and encourage your brothers. Yeah. And that was when it's almost like a switchboard just came on for me. The Lord sees the bigger picture. Peter saw himself as somebody who was very weak, somebody who messed up. But within all of that, Jesus Christ, who knew how Peter was going to turn up, said to him, when you finish, we're doing what you're doing, and come back to me, and you will strengthen your brothers. And we understand that at the end of the day, you know, after Pentecost and all of that going on, Peter, who denied Jesus, stood up to preach to the apostles, to preach to the people, and 3,000 people one day came to the Lord. That same Peter that messed up so much, he was the same Peter that God used in diverse places to heal people, to restore people. Jesus, and God, our great God, is the one that sees the bigger picture of everything that's going on around us. You see, many years ago when I was coming out of the university, I had so much plans, everything planned out. I was going to have my PhD at the age of 25, become a millionaire at the age of 30, and all of that I had it planned out. You know, I got my passport dusted, I was going to be in Canada, I was going to go places. And suddenly, the Lord came to me and said, not so fast. You know, but anyway. Here I was coming out from a Catholic background. I knew nothing about prophecy. Nothing. And here was this young girl talking to me about God, says, no way, you're not going anywhere for now. Are you joking? I'm going. I couldn't understand what she was talking about. I couldn't perform it because I had so much planned. Everything, you know, a ticket, you know, at this age, I've done this, done that. And somebody was saying to me, you're not going anywhere. And God specifically said to me, I want you to get to know me more. I want you to get to know me more. And when that time comes, I will let you know when it's time for you to move.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on. To cut a long story short, I just ignored it, to be quite honest with you. And I just moved on with my stuff. I was going to go on and do what I planned to do. But one day, I lost my passport. I lost my passport. I couldn't do anything anymore. And that was when it dawned on me that the Lord is saying something to me here. And not long, just during that period, I actually had a dream. where I saw myself preaching. How could I be preaching as a Catholic person? You don't preach unless you're a Reverend Father. How could I be preaching? All of that did not come together for me. I just couldn't understand it. 7 years, fast forward, 7 years down the line, I went to another church to pray with my pastor. And the Lord ministered to me again. And again, in that same place, I was angry. I didn't go there for that. And the Lord was ministering to me that I was going to be a servant in his service. That again, what was that? I didn't understand it. But after that message, a couple of months after that message, I preached for the first time ever. I knew nothing about preaching. Coming from a Catholic background, I knew nothing about all of that. Actually, at the point when I was making my plans, I was on my way out of the church. I became so disillusioned about church because I grew up in an environment where you just had to go to church. You don't question it. We just went. You know, that's all you had to do. So I became rebellious. I just couldn't understand that. And I just thought, you know what? Yeah, okay. I got my stuff to be done, and God can. I'll come back. When I'm ready, I'll come back. But God understands us. He knows us. He's the one that calls us out for himself. I didn't know all of that. It's quite possible, even as the Lord told me at that time, that if I had gone on the way I was going, I could have lost my life. Very easily, I could have lost my life. But thank goodness that I'm able to stand before the church of God and to say, look, the Lord is faithful. Yeah. Even if your plans, that which you are planning, if those plans are not coming together, the Lord is still faithful. Yeah. And in the midst of your plans, the presence of God has to be there for everything that we do. We have to remember the presence of God at all times. You know, I'm having a very, very great burden concerning Connaught Road. The last time I brought a message on this same brand, speaking about repositioning ourselves to be able to receive the anointing to do the extraordinary, and the Lord is calling us into something. And I'm still convinced in my spirit. You see, Connaught means a lot of things for different people, and it means so much more to me personally. And I feel a burden in my heart that the Lord is taking us to a place that is greater than us.
That's right.
Amen? The Lord is taking us into a place that is greater than us. I believe the Lord is taking us to a place of glory. And I believe very strongly that even as Apostle Paul himself has said that there opens for us a door, a big door for the ministry. And beyond everything that we do, come around and sit down and socialize and merrymaking, there is so much more that the Lord is calling us into. And even as Pastor Paul and Pastor Brian were saying earlier on, for us to be able to get that which God is calling us into, we need to understand his presence. Because it's not by power, it's not by mind.
Yeah,
it's by his spirit.
Yeah,
and the spirit of the Lord is his presence. Mm-hmm. Even as we are reading the book today, when Solomon recognized the spirit of the Lord, he prayed and the spirit came down upon the temple. And that was the transformative power of the Lord that we are looking at.
Yeah.
The presence of God. The God that sees the bigger picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
For some people right now, they're thinking that, you know, I just want to get over to Connaught. I'm tired of coming over to this place. For some of us, the Lord has graced us for nearly 5 years. We've been coming here every Sunday, coming very early in the morning to set up this place. People get comfortable and the rest of it. I'm not going to have a go at anybody who has not been able to come out. It is grace. And we thank God for his grace, that he's been with us for all these nearly 5 years now. It's incredible, isn't it, Pastor? It's nearly 5 years since we've been in this place. It was supposed to be 2 years, and we've been here for nearly 5 years. Glory be to God, because God is taking us to something that is very, very great. Hallelujah. You see, in the book of Isaiah 6, and Pastor Tolu, you know, he speaks about this very, very often. And I've sat down, I've looked at this message again and again and again. saying. Isaiah saw the Lord. The book of Isaiah, can we just go there, please? The book of Isaiah chapter 6. Amazing, amazing. I'm sorry if I'm digressing in any way. I hope not. I just allow the Spirit of the Lord to lead, you know. Isaiah 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim, each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another, said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of your glory." And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. So I said, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Amen. The year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Now, I just want us to begin to imagine this is the temple of the Lord. His robe, the robe of God, filling the whole temple, just his robe alone. Now, when I read it again and again, I just felt the awesomeness, the imagination, that the way Isaiah must have felt that day when he saw the Lord. That wasn't the first day Isaiah had an encounter with God. But that day was different. Isaiah saw God differently on this particular day. He saw God in a different light on that particular day. He saw the glory of the Lord on that particular day. He saw the mighty presence of the Lord on that particular day. And even as we begin to move back to Connaught Road, we are looking to see the presence of the Lord concerning Connaught Road in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to usher the presence of the Lord into the temple. The tangible experience that Pastor Brian was talking about. We want to feel the tangible experience of God's presence in our midst.
Yeah.
We don't want to go back to Connaught Road as a building where we go and merrymake. We don't want to do that. We want to go there in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We want to usher in the power of the Lord. The Lord has given us the land to take. Brian was saying that earlier on. He's given it to us already.
That's right.
You reach out and you take it.
That's right.
The Lord has given that place unto us. The glory land. The Canaan land. Say amen to that somebody.
Amen.
The Lord has given that place to us as a people to possess it. Not for us, for his glory.
Amen.
And we have a duty to take that place to the glory of God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. It would be a big shame. We allow this opportunity to go by us. It will be a complete disservice to God if we allow this time to pass. God is calling us into something marvelous. God is calling us into something great. And I want us to go back, even as Sister Priscilla was saying, even at home, begin to feel the presence of the Lord. Because the Lord is calling us to prepare ourselves. We as individuals, when we prepare ourselves at home and we come together in one accord, that's when the Spirit of the Lord will come down upon us. And we will feel that mightily. There should be within us a desire, a yearning, a craving for God, a craving for the glory of God to come down upon us. We should have that craving, serious craving, our spirit should ache for the Lord to come down. Like a man who is looking forward towards having his wife, your spirit craves for that. Over the weekend, my wife brought out a little slip that the stuff that I used to write poems in when I just met her. Amazing. And she was laughing at me. So look at that. And I look at those poems myself. I was terribly in love. And I could sing songs, you know. And this, you want to be with the person you love all of the time. That same spirit is what God wants from us, to have a yearning for him. We cannot do anything without him. To constantly think about the Lord. Not on Sunday, like pills. Coming to church on Sunday is not medicine. Being in the presence of God is what God demands from us. Where we are at work, where we are on the field, where we are here, constantly reflecting over the presence of God. Because it's only the presence of God that can take us to glory land. In the book of Joshua that we've just read, Moses, the man of God, had died. No one saw him, and they couldn't see his body. The Lord called him by himself to glory, and he had passed. And the time of great mourning came for the people of Israel, because arguably, Moses is one of the leading prophets in Judaism, if not the leading prophet in Judaism, because it was through Moses that God gave the Torah, the book of the law that we read. Moses was the one that saw God face to face. Moses was constantly in the presence of God. The Bible tells us that when Moses went up to meet with the Lord in Sinai, when he came down, the people of Israel could not behold his face. What an awesome place to be. In the presence of the Lord. The Bible tells us in his presence that is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, pleasures forevermore. Moses was that man that saw God face to face, being in the presence of the Almighty. But here was Moses. Moses was dead. And God called upon Joshua. So God sees the bigger picture. Who is Joshua to step into the mighty shoes of Moses? The man who saw God face to face. They had conversation together. The man who nobody saw his body. For us to understand how God honored Moses, God himself buried Moses. Amazing. What a relationship. What a relationship that we should crave for. God called Joshua to lead his people. That same Joshua, that when Moses sent parties out to go and survey the land, he and Caleb, they were the only two people that came back and said, you know what? There are giants in the land, but the Lord has given grace to us. Amen. That spirit of Joshua, God saw that spirit. God knew that Joshua was going to be the person that will walk in his spirit, in his ways. God has seen the bigger picture. God is saying to Joshua, you will not be able to do this by yourself. This is a great task I'm giving unto you. Joshua must have been petrified. How could you take the land looking ahead of you? I've never done what Moses has done before. How can I do this? God is saying to Joshua here, do not be afraid. Be strong. Be courageous. And God repeated again and again, have I not told you? Be strong. Be courageous. You will divide this land to the people. And Joshua was encouraged by the Spirit of the Lord ministering to him. Because he knew that with the presence of the Lord, he could do anything. The people could do anything. That same spirit is what we are asking. We come down, the spirit of the Most High, the presence of the Lord, to come down upon Eden, even as we progress into a cornered road. Our God, the Almighty God, is the one that sees all, that knows all. Is the Shalom God, is the El Shaddai God, is the Almighty God, is the All-Seeing God, is the God that has no beginning, has no end, is the one that sees the end even from the beginning, is the God that exists outside of time, that even when time ceases to be, God will always be God. He knows it all. He knows it all. We need to connect with that presence of the Lord, the God that knows it all, to take us into glory land. Let the redeemed say amen.
Amen.
Joshua said, even though there are giants in the land, but the Lord has given the place unto us.
That's right.
Whether you are at work or you're in your local community, there might be giants in your different places. The Lord, the Spirit of the Lord that is upon me, the Spirit of the Lord that is in this house today, is saying, you will overcome the giants. In the name of Jesus. See, among those giants, some of them stand for strongholds in all kinds of situations that we are facing. But because of the presence of the Lord that was upon Joshua, Joshua knew the Lord was taking them in to occupy the land, Canaan land. Every stronghold of addiction of all kinds in this place, in the name of Jesus, in the presence of the Lord Almighty, I come against every form of stronghold in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, when Apostle Paul was talking about the opportunities and the doors that were open, he also spoke about the fact that there will be those that will oppose. There are those also that will oppose the gospel. There are those that will oppose us. Let us not be in doubt about it. There are those currently who are excited about the fact that we are no longer there, because we used to trouble them. We used to trouble them when we were singing. We used to trouble them. When we pray, we trouble them. There were strongholds, and there are still strongholds in that place. There are those that will oppose us. Whether we like it or not, there are those that will oppose us. But we need to be ready. We need to be encouraged. Have I not told you? Be strong. Be courageous. Be strong. Be courageous. We are going in the presence, with the presence of the Lord, to occupy the land. Even where there are giants. Even where there are strongholds. And as the Lord was with Moses, the Lord was with Joshua. So as I was with Moses, my servant, so I will be with you. The Lord is saying to us, I will also be with you. Even as you go to occupy the land. The presence of the Lord. The God that sees the bigger picture. See, God took us out of that place for a while. You remember, Canaan, Abraham actually saw Canaan. He was there as a tenant, as it were, having properties on leasehold. He was there, so he saw it. Okay? And God took the people of Israel out of that place for a while. And with the presence of the Lord, he brought them back again to occupy permanently. Now, the Lord has taken us away from Canaan for a while to get our understanding, to get our bearing. But the Lord is taking us back again to occupy in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So we're going to be going, even as the people went, in the presence of the Lord, they went in there to occupy. We're going to be going in the presence of the Lord to occupy. God has seen the bigger picture. There's so many things going on around us today. And God is preparing us into that place so that we will be able to release those who are oppressed by the devil. There's so much around Connaught. We know that. People who don't know God, we know there are idol worshippers in that place. We know that there are people who are under terrible, terrible demonic spirits in that place. We know that. We know that there are alcoholics in that place. We know there are drug users in that place.
Yeah, that's right.
We are going to go amongst them.
Yes.
The Hittites, the Jebusites,
right.
all the Ites in that place.
That's right.
Yeah,
right. Come on.
The Lord is taking us into all the Ites concerning Connor Road. For a purpose. For a purpose. And that purpose is for Horus to release his glory upon that land. And from there, his glory will go abroad. That's my desire. That's the burden I have for Connor Road. And I want to share that same burden with all of us. And even as we begin to prepare to go back, a burning desire to see the glory of God upon the land, upon all the land, not just the small place that we occupy. Look, when we look at the map of where God gave the people of Israel, massive, including Syria, the Arabia, that was the map that God gave Joshua concerning the place that he has given unto them. But they could not occupy all of the land because they messed up. And because they were not strong and courageous like the Lord has told them. Because we know very well that after Joshua, several years down the line, people started misbehaving. So they could not occupy completely. But it was a massive, massive land that God gave them. The whole of the Middle East, as it were, God gave them originally. We are not going to limit ourselves to the small space that we are going to be occupying.
That's right.
To go there and merrymaking. We're not going to do that because we want to occupy the whole of the land. The map that God has shown us, the whole of that land, we are going to occupy to the glory of God.
Amen.
The Father.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But we need to be strong. We need to be courageous. We need to understand that we cannot do it all by ourselves. We need the Spirit of the Most High God to go with us, to be with us, to be able to go and occupy the land. In the name of Jesus. You see, the people of God misbehaves several years after Joshua. And we see in the book of Judges, for instance, that the people will misbehave, and God will raise up a judge, and they will turn back. And after that, they will misbehave again, and the Lord will show them who is actually the boss, and they will get punished. And they will repent, and the Lord will show mercy. After all, God is so merciful, so compassionate. God called Gideon in the midst of all this mess. God sent the angel of the Lord to Gideon. You mighty man of valor. In the midst of all the mess, in Gideon's house, there was Prophet Baal. The statue of Prophet Baal is in the property. In that same place, God called Gideon, you mighty man of valor. How could God be calling Gideon mighty man of valor? Gideon must be saying to himself, who am I? I am the least in my father's house. We're all messed up. How could he be a mighty man of valor? But the presence of God that sees the bigger picture.
Amen.
The kind of person Gideon was going to be. To say, you are a mighty man of valor. You know what? God was not saying to me, you will be a mighty man of valor. No. There was a pronouncement upon his life. You mighty man of valor.
Yeah, yeah.
At a time when Gideon was just minding his own business.
Yeah.
Even trying to hide himself from the Midianites.
Right.
Because the Midianites were in the land. Decimating the whole land. But I was going to release them to be punished for a time. And Gideon was hiding away from the Midianites, even as he prepared his meal, prepared his farm. He was hiding from them. That was at that time that God appeared to him. You, mighty man of valor. God that sees the bigger picture. Now we know we are nothing without the Spirit of God in us. Gideon knew that he was nothing, but God saw something different in him. God considered us to be so special, and God is taking us, is calling us, one after the other. Say, be courageous, be bold.
Mm-hmm.
Even as God called Gideon and empowered him, as a mighty man of valor. The same God that called Peter, even after he messed up, speaking, 3,000 people came to the Lord one day, even out of nothing. That same God is still in our midst today. Still in our midst. The unchanging God is still in our midst today. Calling on each and every one of us to get empowered. To get empowered. And for each and every one of us, calling us to become people of valor for him. People of power for him. People that are passionate about the power and the glory of the living God. People that will go out and take the land. People that will fight the Midianites and conquer them. That's what the Lord is calling us into. But we need the presence of the Lord to be able to do all of that. The presence of God at home. Bringing that presence of God to our workplaces. Bringing the presence of God to the tabernacle. For us to be able to usher in the glory years of the Lord. Hallelujah. I have no desire to keep us here unnecessarily. I believe the Lord is ministering to somebody today. Even as the Lord has ministered to me concerning the days ahead and the things that God expects us to do and the people that God wants us to become. God wants us to become a people mighty, mighty for him. I want us to be able to embrace all of that, even as we come together to see the glory of God come in our midst. The book of Joel, chapter 2, God says to us, do not be afraid. Rejoice and be glad, because the Lord has done great things. Do not be afraid. Rejoice and be glad, for the Lord has done great things. The Lord has gone ahead of us to prepare the ground for us. The Lord is saying, do not be afraid to go to occupy, to possess the land. He has done great things. We need to reach out. Be bold. Part of the benefits that we get from the presence of God is boldness and courage. God wants to give us the spirit of boldness. He has not given us the spirit of fear. He has not given us the spirit of timidity. God has given us the spirit of boldness, the spirit of love. That's the spirit that the Lord has given unto us. So we need to come together with boldness. There has to be a change. There has to be a change in the way we approach God. There has to be a change. This is my burden. I fear that we might go back like the people of Israel. God will raise up a judge and they will comport themselves. And after that, they will go back. The Lord is calling us into a permanent place where we will understand his presence at all times. Because if you don't do that, unfortunately, the Midianites are still there. All the Ites are still there. We don't want them to be able to overwhelm us. We want to be at the top of them at all times. And we need the presence of God. And God is ready to do that for all of us. But we need the presence of God to be with us at all times. So we need to have a different attitude to the way we approach God. We need the presence of the Lord to be with us at all times. I'm excited. And I hope you are excited about that. The God that's in the bigger picture, he is calling us into something that is greater than all of us. And I want us to hold that. If there's anything that you don't remember about this message today, I want you to go back and remember, God is calling us into something that is bigger than all of us. And we need his presence to be able to go there and to occupy. that means? You see, upon this ground, I thank God for one thing. Here upon this place, we have preached the full gospel. I believe that very strongly. We have preached the full gospel upon this ground, telling people, even as we tell ourselves, what the Lord expects from us. Even as we tell people about how God is going to bless us, we also remind people that God is also a consuming fire. We need to remember that there are two sides to God. God is the God of love, the God of mercy, but God is also a consuming fire. So as we go, we need to remember that at all times. Show some respect for God. Show some respect for God. There's so much stuff that we do here. And I just pray that we will not carry this over to the other side. Show some respect for God. He's not our mate. God is not our mate. Show some respect for God. We cannot be in the presence of God without dwelling in His Word. We cannot be in the presence of God without praying. When it's time for prayer, five people are showing up. Even in the convenience of your room, five people are showing up online. In the convenience of your room, brothers and sisters, we cannot be in the presence of God like that. We need to constantly dwell in the Word, constantly pray. As we go on the road, we are praying. We are thinking about God, a thirst for God, a yearning for God, a longing for God.
Whatever it is that is going on around me that is
making me to be distracted, Lord. Take all of this, all of the distraction from me, Lord. And prepare me for your presence. Shall we pray?